The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
MCG on a Sunday afternoon, thanks to Warrilily, our number one ticket holder and footy spotlight. Thanks to our good friends at Rex Gorrell, rexgorrell.com.au. Last night, though, at Marvel Stadium, not the result the Cats wanted. Beaten 71-55 by the Western Bulldogs for their third loss of the year and the second in three games. We're lucky enough for Prestige Jayco to be speaking with the captain of the Geelong Football Club, Joel Selwood, on K-Rock Footy. Joel, thanks for your time on a Sunday afternoon. Kingy, Chuck Berry, Darren Buick, Heath Buck and Drew Jones in the K-Rock box at the G. I believe you're on the road, heading back to some familiar territory.
Yeah, that's right, mate. I am. I'm at Romsey at the moment. I haven't been to Romsey too many times in my life, but we've found ourselves there on the side of the road and having a chat to you boys.
Good of you to talk to us. In the wash-up from last night, have you had a chance to reflect on the performance, and what's your takeaway as captain of the club?
Oh, only staring at the roof last night when I couldn't get to sleep. But to be honest, it's just one of those ones where we didn't play good footy all night, really. We didn't take our opportunities. And then, let them stay in it. And they were able to take their opportunities when they come about, and we weren't. So disappointing, but in the end, it's a marathon that we're in, and we've got to just make sure that we get back on track.
Did you get a sense early that something just wasn't right?
Well, not really, because we were playing okay. We, kept the ball down our end of the ground for long periods in that first quarter. It was probably just that last possession before we had to have a shot at goal, or even when we were kicking a goal, we just missed a couple that we have been nailing in the rounds prior.
Joel, Darren Berry, thanks for joining us, mate, and have a good Sunday afternoon back up home. I thought Geelong last night were fumbly, which was a bit uncharacteristic, and I'm talking guys with clean hands like Ryan Myers and Mitch Duncan at times. There was just a lot of fumbles last night, which was a strange occurrence.
Yeah, it was, and, we don't play at Etihad too often, and you don't like to blame a ground, but it is one ground that the ball does move really quick and pressure can come on you even quicker too, and the Bulldogs are good at doing that. But there's like a little bit of dew out there, but it was one of those games where it would become contagious for us boys and the hoops.
The rucking combination at Geelong is something that we talk about ad nauseum, Joel, and I'd be interested, as the leader of the club and someone that spends a lot of time sort of at the feet of Reece Stanley. I thought he was reasonably good last night. I think he's been much improved this year. He did have a couple of down weeks, and, supporters make noise, and we talk about it all the time. Does Zach Smith get another look in, Joel, before the end of the season, or is Reece Stanley the number one man and Sav comes back in as the sort of backup up forward and second ruckman?
Well, it's always up for grabs. Reece obviously started the season really well. Did a great job up there. Last night, I reckon, he was all right too. It was a game where, English is actually a bit bigger than probably what he makes out on telly. He probably hasn't got the size about him in muscle just yet, but he's got a fair bit of height on his side. Reece, was able to push him around a little bit around the ground. We're just gonna keep working on it. It's part of our game that we'll just continue to just keep pushing forward with. When they play good footy, either Zach or Reece, they'll help us immensely.
I'll maybe reword it, Joel, because correct me if I'm wrong, but two different players. I mean, Stanley seems like the athletic type, runs around the field, maybe not the strongest on body work, but his athleticism is a real asset to your team, where Zach Smith is the old traditional stronger-bodied ruckman. So my question, I suppose, is what is the best dynamic for the Geelong team going forward, the hustle strong ruck or the athletic ruck?
Well, we saw Reece go forward last week, and he was able to have three shots on goal, only kicked one, but he's able to do that, like you've just said. But Zach would be one that we would probably bring more on and off the ground and not probably play him in that forward position, where we're able to do that with Reece a little bit more with Sav out just at the moment. So it's one for the coaches going forward that they'll keep working it out. We're just going to play the ruckman in the best form. And that goes with a lot of other positions too.
Prestige Jayco speaking with Geelong captain Joel Selwood following last night's loss to the Bulldogs. Here's Darren Buick on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Joel. We're just talking before you come on. Yourselves, GWS, Collingwood, over the last two or three weeks or 4 weeks have lost a couple of games. You played a game a long time now. Is it during this time of the year, you know, June, July gets a bit cold, you've been up for a while, is it more a mental thing to keep getting up now, or is it just that the competition's now a lot more even and you just can't afford to have a day off?
Maybe not the day off, but it is one of those ones where it is even. You know, we saw that Friday night, we saw it last night again. But what happens too is that when you're sitting closer to the top, a lot of sides watch you week in, week out, so they probably run the comb over you more thoroughly than the other sides that they might come up against. So that's the challenge for our group going forward, that we're going to get headhunted every time we get out there. And for guys that are new in the position, Jordan Clark and Grine and that, we've just got to be up for the fight every single week, every single quarter.
So how do you go about changing that mindset? How do you then hunt the opposition who are lower than you? Is that a challenge for your group to make sure that continues?
Not so much. I didn't say that we didn't hunt them, but what we've got to do is just prepare that sides are going to come at us every single quarter. We saw it against Adelaide. Even the first half last week, they came out for the first 40 minutes and gave it everything they got. They weren't able to stretch their lead out to a lead that that we were sort of able to capable to drag back. But we've got to just keep working at making sure that when we're playing against sides that are taking it up to us and momentum in footy, as you'll see throughout the game today, that we have a greater sort of scoring ability than what they do, and be able to stop them.
And you personally, how are you holding up? Another
good
year, a lot of games, body's going all right?
Yeah, feeling good. I obviously started a bit slower, started out wide. On the wing for the first part of the season, that will happen in this back half too, that I'll play a little bit out there, but a little bit more through on the ball too now. And we just got to get rolling in there and help out the boys a bit more.
Joel, Drew Jones here. Bad luck last night. I just wanted to ask you about how the Dogs approached the game last night. We've seen a little bit of a trend over the weekend. I guess sides trying to take away the opposition's strengths and then kind of pouncing in the last part of the game. And the Dogs did that well last night. Did you notice that as the game was unfolding?
I think that's just the game in general, that, you know, if they get a bit of momentum, then if they can run with it, they'll, you know, take full advantage of it. And we didn't do that early, and the Dogs did it late. If we kicked straight early, they might have had to make a few moves that they didn't want to make, maybe Norton down back or something like that. But they were able to keep him forward, and they ran out the game better than what we did.
What did you make of the Dogs, Joel? Do you think they're a chance to push into the finals? Their midfield is in really stellar form at the moment.
Yeah, I think they're capable. I mean, and I would have said that against Port a couple of weeks ago when we played them, and then they dropped the game the week after. Then they play well again last night, apparently. So it's just one of those competitions that, sides vying for the eight, it's going to be a bit of a race come the end.
Joel, have you got an update on Jake Colajasny? And look, I know obviously he's no fuss, low frills, doesn't get the highlights, but he's a player that you can ill afford to lose, and he was out of the game for more than three quarters last night. Do you know how he is?
He looked fine in the rooms afterwards, but that's the only update I have. He'll luck through everything. I'm guessing that it was a concussion, that he'll just be monitored early in the week, and then we'll see how he comes up throughout the week and whether he's had any ill effects. If that's the case, then we won't see him next weekend, but if he's right, then the Docs will make a call on that.
Your brother Scott's playing some very good footy at VFL level. We haven't seen him at senior level for about 10 or 11 months now. He must be just really chomping at the bit to get an opportunity to play senior footy.
We've got a few of them. Obviously Scott, and then we've got James Parsons, who played another great game yesterday, and Lockie Henderson. So just playing great team footy, the boys back there, and dragging the boys along too and teaching them the game, and whilst playing good footy themselves, which is important because they're ready to come in when needed.
Some sad news in the last 48 hours. One of your Sandhurst brethren, not many Sandhurst players have gone on to play with Geelong, but Kevin Higgins was one of those, unfortunately passing away the other day.
Yeah, it is sad. Kev's been in a fight for a while, and you know, he's done a lot of good work with footy in Geelong and then at the local level too. So very sad for a lot of people within the town and his family. But it was even, I was speaking to his son throughout the week and, you know, he was up against it for a long period of time. And he tried a bit of a different medical pathway overseas there. And he actually, the cancer that he had got taken away, but he just probably worked against him a little bit, that it just wore him out too. So he put up a good fight. He was a good man, Kevin Higgins.
Yep, no regards from everyone at K-Rock to Kevin Higgins and family and friends. It was a very sad loss. Joel, plenty of young blokes this year have impressed us up in the commentary box, and the list is long, and it's a different forward setup, a really great defensive forward pressure. A hiccup last night, but, you know, we all believe that the Cats are going to be right there and the whips are cracking. Out of those young blokes, Joel, has there been one that surprised you a little bit, that you thought, gee, he's good, but I didn't know he was that good?
Probably how quickly Grimes come along. He's probably been... I mean, I could speak on all of them, but Grimes' running ability obviously helps us hugely up and down the grounds. But his finishing work around goals is something that we probably haven't had for a while. You know, we had Barco and Stokes and Burns there for a little bit, but, you know, the way that he's able to hit the scoreboard, it can be quite damaging.
Joel, we really appreciate your time. Commiserations on the loss, but tomorrow, make sure everybody that if you've got the chance, open training at GMHBA Stadium. Gates open at 11:30. Players on field from midday and entry via the Brownlow stand. Player signings, meet the mascots and the kids zone as well. So a chance to get up close and personal with the players. Joel, and I know you love the fan interaction as well, so hopefully a big crowd rolling along for open training tomorrow at GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah, we'll be back at work and look forward to seeing heaps down there.
Joel, really appreciate your time. Enjoy your Sunday afternoon. We really appreciate you joining us on K-Rock.
Thanks, guys. Good work.
Joel Selwood joining us on K-Rock Football. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. And, of course, 2019 can be your year to jump into a Jayco.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.